Welcome to another inspirational podcast from Nations Church. For more great content and updates, visit nationschurch.com.
Wherever you are, welcome to church. Welcome to Nations Church, wherever you're joining us from. Maybe it's a living room or a lounge, one of our watch parties at Myrie, Belmont, Port Kennedy, and wait for it, Scarborough. Why don't we give them a massive cheer? We love you, Scarborough campus. We are cheering you on. We are cheering on Pastor Dave and Christine Dix and their whole family. We know God is doing something fresh and something new in our Scarborough campus, and we are with you guys right now. But if you are joining us online from all over the globe, really, we want to wish you a happy Father's Day, because pretty much everywhere but Australia right now, it's Father's Day. And so, dads, you are our VIPs. We love you guys. Thank you for sacrificing. Thank you for serving. Thank you for leading in your families. And so we want to pray and then declare with you that today is a day you'll be blessed, that this year coming will be a special year of breakthrough. It'll be a year of blessing. It'll be a year of wisdom, and it'll be a year of leadership in your life. You guys are blessed, and we love you guys so much. Hey, I cannot wait to share the Word of God with you today. And my name is Garrett. This is Pastor Ken Stead. I'm the Belmont campus pastor. And I'm wondering right now, wherever we are across all our watch parties, living room, lounges, whatever you're doing, would you mind standing to your feet with me? Would you stand to your feet with me right now? I want to speak to you on the person of the Holy Spirit. And I want to continue the train of thought we've been speaking about over the last few weeks. And you know, if you're new or visiting with us today, and we want to warmly welcome you, but I want to let you know that what we're having right now is a conversation that's continuing on from the last few weeks. Would you lift your hands to heaven right now? I really believe that the Holy Spirit responds to the hunger of us as individuals. It responds to the desperation in the natural. And I believe right now that when the supernatural meets with the natural, that something has to shift. Something has to give. And let me tell you, it's not the supernatural bowing to the natural. It's the natural taking a knee to the supernatural. And I don't know about you, but as we preach and as we declare the word of the Holy Spirit right now, it's not just a principle for me to preach, but it's something for you to encounter. The Holy Spirit, I believe, across all our watch parties, all our venues right now, wants to have fresh encounters with you wherever you are, whether you've been a Christian for 1 minute or 100 years, whether you've grown up in a Christian house or you haven't. I'm believing that the Holy Spirit today would touch you and meet you where you're at. Holy Spirit, right now, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your presence. May you alone right now lead this meeting. May the words that we speak not be man-made, manufactured words. Let it not be hype, but let it be a divine impartation from your Spirit, from your presence. We don't want to do church today. We want to have an encounter with the Holy Spirit today. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, you can take your seats wherever you are. I don't know about you, but I surely feel right now the Holy Spirit in this venue. No doubt it's wherever you are right now. And I want to share with you this thought. His power, your power. His power, your power. You know, I don't know about you, but we kind of live in a world right now where there's some identity issues. There's some identity issues, and a little bit of it is to do with our own language, but a little bit of it is to do with really knowing who we are through the Holy Spirit. And you say, Gareth, how do you know that? Well, I know in my life, I make a statement like this from time to time. I feel so powerless. Anyone make a statement like that across all our watch parties or our lounge rooms, living rooms right now? Just show of hands. I know maybe I'm speaking to some people who maybe, you know, in our Port Kennedy campus, I know they're pretty holy people. But, you know, the rest of us, sometimes we make these statements. You know, I just feel so powerless right now. What can I do? I feel so powerless right now. But you know, church, I really believe with everything that I have that the Holy Spirit, that God Himself isn't just after a group of believers who live with the joy of heaven before us and just think, hey, you know, life's all good. We're going to go about doing our day-to-day. We're going to go about doing our business because the joy of heaven is before us. No, I believe God wants a people who would awaken and realize that they have the power of heaven living and residing inside of us. It's not just about having the joy of heaven before us. It's about knowing that we have the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of heaven living and residing inside of you, inside of you. How do I know that? Acts chapter 1, verse 4 to 8. We've been looking at that recently. And like I said before, we're continuing on this conversation. I encourage you to check out Pastor Ken and Pastor Chrissy Lee's messages over the last few weeks about the person of the Holy Spirit, the great advocate, the helper, the ruah, the breath of God. We jump in from verse 6. Disciples have come together with Jesus. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But, someone say, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses of me, to me, in Jerusalem, in Judea, at Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Jesus has died and risen again. He's hanging out with his friends. He's hanging out with his crew, and they're like, Jesus, man, what's happening next? When are you coming back? When are you going to restore your kingdom? When are you going to take over this thing? What's happening? And I don't know about you, but that's kind of the discussion that I have at times with Jesus. And he's like, I just want to quieten the room down for a second. It's not about that. It's about the fact that you're going to have to wait. And the reason why you're going to have to wait is because you'll be receiving the Holy Spirit. And you won't just be receiving the Holy Spirit, but you'll receive power when you receive the Holy Spirit. And that power when you receive the Holy Spirit isn't just going to be for you and what you can accomplish in your own personal life, but it's going to be for you so that it can be for others. For you, for others. That word power is that Greek word dunamis. And the reference for Acts 1 to 8 defines it as this: to be able to produce a strong effect, power, might, strength, and as supernatural manifestations of power, miracles, wonder, a powerful deed. Isn't that incredible? This word is used 10 times in the Acts of the Apostles. And every time it doesn't refer to human beings' own abilities or capacities, it refers to the power of the Holy Spirit at work through a vessel. You need to know that when the Holy Spirit, when the Bible uses this word, this dunamis, this power of the Holy Spirit, it's got nothing to do with your own ability. It had nothing to do with the disciples' ability. It had to do with the Holy Spirit, the power, the breath of God flowing through them for others. See, the power of the Holy Spirit, yes, it is yours to use, but it is for God alone to get the glory. Turn to your neighbor, however close they are to you right now, and say, His power is my power. His power is my power. You know, don't ever confuse or think or sell yourself short with the lie that, oh, you know what? The power of the Holy Spirit is for someone on stage on a Sunday. It's for a traveling minister. It's for that conference I've got to attend. The person of the Holy Spirit is every believer's point of difference. Come on. In fact, Jesus says, it is not just your point of difference, it is your main advantage. He said in John 16, it's better that I leave. It is to your advantage so that I can leave you with a helper, so that I can leave someone for you to help you on this journey. Isn't that incredible? So it's to your advantage. It's your point of difference. You have a spiritual right. You have a spiritual identity in the power of the Holy Spirit. Nations Church, can I be real right now? Can I be honest right now? Listen, we can get empowered and we can hear some great things. Maybe it's from an Instagram post or maybe it's from some social media post. Maybe it's from a motivational speaker. Maybe it's from someone in your life. And all these things are good and all of these things are great. And listen, there's nothing wrong with them by themselves. But listen, the kind of power that I'm interested in is the kind of power that only the Holy Spirit can give. That's the kind of power. I'm interested in the kind of power that can raise the dead. I'm interested in the kind of power that can open blind eyes. I'm interested in the kind of power, come on, that can make the lame walk. I'm interested in the kind of power that can make the blind eyes see. I'm interested in the kind of power that can set captives free. Come on. I'm interested in that kind of power, the kind of power that heals the brokenhearted, the kind of power that sets captives free, the kind of power that proclaims the acceptable year of the Lord. Come on, if you agree right now, why don't you shout amen? Come on, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Man, that's the kind of power that I'm interested in. That's the kind of power that, friend, only the Holy Spirit can bring upon your life. Man, I believe that It's time for an awakening, church. It's time for an awakening. Man, we shouldn't be freaked out, or we shouldn't be nervous about living this supernatural life. We shouldn't be scared about praying these big, bold, dangerous prayers. We shouldn't be scared about seeing signs and wonders. We shouldn't be scared about walking in the miraculous. We shouldn't be scared about having a prophetic life as we walk and hear the now word of God, as we speak the rhema word of God. We shouldn't be scared or timid when God asks us to move in the supernatural. Think about all these Acts, great moves of revival, Welsh revival, Azusa Street revival, the early church, day of Pentecost. All these revivals came about through the power of the Holy Spirit. It came about through the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, right now, I just feel the Holy Spirit prompt me to do this, but you know, don't park at peace. Don't park at peace. The Holy Spirit isn't mutually exclusive. It's not peace or power. It's peace and power. See, peace isn't some passive passenger to power. See, peace is what you get knowing that you serve a God who is in control, who is over the storm. I get that medical report and listen, I say, you know what, God? You're in control and I have peace because I know that you are in control. But don't dare for a second dismiss the fact that you still serve a God who raised his own son from the grave. So even though I've got peace for that medical report, I also know that the power of God can still be at work. Even though I've got a peace that things might look uncertain in my job right now, I still come to the Holy Spirit and say, you know what, I might have a peace, but there's also a power at work right now. Here's what I've come to know about the Holy Spirit and great moves of God that I've been able to read about and witness and see in my life. It's that the power of God, it discomforts the stagnant, but awakens the Spirit-led. It discomforts the stagnant, but awakens the Spirit-led. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, what does it say? It says, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, of timidity, but of power, self-discipline, of love. Sometimes we can get scared of great moves of God. We can get even maybe a little bit anxious, a little bit nervous about this talk of awakening, about this talk of revival. And I want to encourage you, wherever you are today, let's not live spiritually stagnant lives. Let's be spirit-filled and spirit-led. Let's be spirit-filled and spirit-led. Little wonder Jesus said in John 7, 38 to 39, whoever believes in me, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Will flow rivers of living water. Now he said this about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were yet to receive, as for yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Rivers, a constant flow in and out. And at times I've felt so convicted even preparing this message in my own life. How many times I've been spirit-filled perhaps, but spiritually stagnant. Maybe I've had that encounter maybe last week, maybe last month, maybe last year. And I understand that the Spirit resides and lives inside of me, but if I can be really honest, that verse is so challenging to me because I feel like in different seasons I've been spiritually stagnant, that there hasn't been a flow in my life. And I don't know about you, but I make mistakes and I mess up. And at different times it feels like I fall short. And sometimes I kind of feel like Paul, like the things I'm not meant to do, I do. The things I do, I shouldn't do. Come on. I feel like I'm a leaky vessel, if I'm being honest. But thank God that all he requires is a vessel. See, friend, all the Holy Spirit requires is a surrendered vessel. And it doesn't matter how leaky you are. All that matters is that you are a vessel. And as long as you are a vessel, let me tell you, the key to be living, to be walking and moving in that supernatural life is to not just be spirit-filled, but also be spirit-led. Spirit-filled and spirit-led. That is the kind of life that we should be living. Pastor Ken Lee said this, the Holy Spirit is in you for you, but upon you for others. In you for you, upon you for others. See, the Holy Spirit's power is always for a purpose. Always. That whole verse, Acts chapter 1, 4 to 8, literally is all there just to say this. You have my power so that you can reach others. You have my power so that you can love others. You have my power so that you can go to so many different places and affect wherever you go, because I want to be reconciled back to humanity. Acts chapter 8, we come across an interesting account with Simon the sorcerer and Peter. And so Simon the sorcerer is obviously a sorcerer. The title gives it away. And, you know, he's doing his thing, doing magic. He has an encounter, and he sees what Peter's done, and he witnesses the power of the Holy Spirit. So he has this fresh encounter, and he gives his life to God and filled with the Holy Spirit. Sometimes later in Acts 8, 18 to 23, we don't have time to read it all right now. But he witnesses a moment, and I want you to take heart of the start of this passage. When Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Spirit was given, he what? Offered them money, saying, "Give me this power also, that anyone whom I lay hands on may receive the Holy Spirit." So he says this, and then Peter says to him, "Dude, no, perish. You came here with the wrong motives. You wanted what we had, and you tried to give us money? Couldn't you see the power was at work? Couldn't you see what the Holy Spirit was doing? But you thought that you could give us money for this?" But understand the background of Simon the sorcerer. You see, in his life, in his world, to become that kind of person, to have that kind of business, you would have to approach someone who did the same thing. You would have to get money out, pay them money for their secrets in order to start this new life. In other words, you would have to pay someone money. You would have to pay them something to walk in a new life that you've always wanted. You would have to give up something that you valued. You would have to pay something in order to walk in the newness, in the freshness of a life that your family always wanted for you. Let me tell you, I'm so encouraged. I don't know about you. When I read this passage, you and me have kingdom secrets living inside of us because of the Holy Spirit. Come on, we have kingdom secrets deep inside of us because of the Holy Spirit. And we don't need to reach into our pockets to get some cash. We don't need to, what can I give to get access to the secrets? No, Jesus said it is to your advantage. Jesus died, rose again, then ascended to be with the Father to say this: I'm going to leave you with the Holy Spirit, an advocate and a helper, because it is now to your advantage. Now you have kingdom secrets inside of you. How incredible is that? But he also got reprimanded, Simon the sorcerer, and Peter says to him, "Check your motives." Challenge to me. How often in my life I've wanted to move or maybe minister in the power of the Holy Spirit, but if I'm being honest, my motives haven't really been pure. And what struck me in this passage is how many times we can want everything the Holy Spirit wants to give and wants to impart, but we haven't been able to do it out of love. We haven't been able to do it out of love. Friend, I want to say to you, it is a disservice and dishonor to the Holy Spirit to be able to move in the power of the Holy Spirit if it's not based on love, if it's not based in love. When you have the Father's heart for someone, it will always allow an override of the Holy Spirit's power over your preconceived outcome. It'll always do that. So many times I've felt drawn to someone, or I've gone to someone and I've thought, man, I'm going to pray for them, and then this is what's going to happen, and then this is what's going to happen, and it's been all go in my head, and I've got to them and God's literally broken me. It just happened last week, and God broke me in a moment, and I just said, you know what, I got to stop to say this, that God loves you so much. And in that one moment, as it felt like my heart was breaking for them, as I was able to see that this person was the apple of God's eye, that he was someone who he loved and sent his son to die for, that regardless of their culture, background, socioeconomic standard, ethnicity, it did not matter, because God wanted them reconciled back to him. And in that moment, that's when the Holy Spirit said, "All right, now I got you. All right, now I got you. Here's that word you can release over them." But it's only happened when my heart has been broken as I've looked at someone. And I want to ask you this really challenging question today, Nations Church, wherever you're watching from. When was the last time your heart was broken for someone? When was the last time your heart was broken for humanity? Little wonder why Paul, when he's speaking about the gifts of the Spirit, he's speaking about the fruits of the Spirit. He says, "Hold up, we're going to take some time now to put everything on pause and talk about the fact, 1 Corinthians 13, that nothing is possible if it's not based in love. You want to move in the prophetic? You want to move in divine wisdom? You want to help the poor? You want to help the oppressed? Listen, you can have some cool slogans. You can have some cool sayings. You can have all that kind of head knowledge you want. But if it's not founded under the power of the Holy Spirit, if my voice, the Holy Spirit's voice, isn't the first voice that you hear because it's founded in love, then guess what? Everything else means nothing. Everything else means nothing. A genuine love of the Father's heart is always the catalyst for the Holy Spirit's power at work in your life. It is always the catalyst. You say, Gareth, I hear what you're saying and I'm feeling compelled and moved to kind of to access this power in the Holy Spirit and hear what the Holy Spirit has to say and have the Holy Spirit minister to me. And Gareth, I want more of the Holy Spirit, but what does it look like? Well, Paul outlines it in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4 to 11. He says that there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Differences in ministries, but the same Lord. And they are diversities of activities, but it's the same God who works, what? All in all. All in all. For one, he goes on to say, is given word of wisdom, knowledge of the same Spirit, faith of the same Spirit, gifts of healings by the same Spirit, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of gifts, different kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, distributing to each individually according as he wills. This is why this verse ought to get you so excited, because it is a all-inclusive verse. It is for everyone everywhere. Show of hands if you believe in Jesus Christ. This isn't a trick question. Show of hands across everywhere. Keep your hand up if you believe that the Holy Spirit resides in you. No trick question. Well, guess what? That's like 99.9% of hands. Guess what? This verse applies to you. You can put your hands down now. This verse applies to you. It speaks to you. We have all our individual ministries. Yes, we have a mission to reach the lost. Yes, we have a mission to reconcile people back to God through the power of the Holy Spirit. But it looks different for each and every person. That's why, like Pastor Ken Lee says, you have to listen and hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. You have to be spiritually led by the Holy Spirit. And Nations Church, all I'm saying is that maybe, this COVID season has taught us something. Maybe it's taken our eyes off a God of a single minister, and maybe it's made us into many ministers of one God. Maybe the power of the Holy Spirit isn't just waiting for us at a conference. Maybe it's not just waiting for us at a Sunday service. Maybe it's not just waiting for us at a prayer meeting on a Monday night. Maybe it's not just waiting for us at a Connect group. And yes, the Holy Spirit is in that, and there is power in corporate gatherings. Please do not get me wrong. But maybe, just maybe, the gift of prophecy, you can walk in that every single day of your life. Maybe you can walk in divine wisdom every single day. Maybe you can actually stop and pray for someone at the shopping center. Maybe you can actually stop and pray to God for divine words. Maybe you can actually see healing, signs, wonders in your whole life. I don't know what it looks like to you. But at times, I think for me personally, there's been a blockage. Let me tell you what my blockage has been. It's been, Holy Spirit, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you can work through this mess. I'm not sure if you can work through this mess. You need to know the Holy Spirit isn't just informative, He's also transformative. He'll work in you while He's working through you. And just because He's powerful does not mean He's not personal. You can lean on His guidance. He can help you through. Don't do the battle of life all by yourself. The Holy Spirit, yes, He'll correct you. Yes, He'll convict you, but only because He loves you. Only because He wants to see His power at work through you. Don't believe the lie that, oh, you know what, Gareth, that's not for me. Oh, you know what, I've just got to work my stuff out right now, and so I'm just going to park here for a little bit and maybe come back to me in a few years' time. Maybe come back to me in a few weeks' time. Maybe come back to me in another season. You know, when everything's all good in my life, then I can allow the whole... No, friend, the Holy Spirit isn't just informative. He's transformative. He'll work in you while He's working through you. All He requires is a surrendered vessel. All He requires is a surrendered vessel. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. For they shall be filled. So every person who can hear the sound of my voice, every person listening, watching right now, I want to encourage you. His power is your power. His power is your power. You can live a supernatural life that accesses and walks in the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's be spiritual beings being guided by the Holy Spirit, being spiritually filled each and every moment by the Holy Spirit. When you wake up, Holy Spirit, what do you want to say to me today? When you walk into that board meeting, hey guys, I'm not sure about this decision, but I just feel prompted to do this. What does it look like in your world? I don't know. But let's live a life that's spiritually led. Let's live a life that ministers out of the power of the Holy Spirit, not because we want to see an outcome, but because we want to see people the way God sees people. Because we want to love people the way God loves people. So when I look at someone right now, I can't help but to minister in the power of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because it is a broken, hurting person who doesn't yet understand and realize and have that encounter with the same love that I had. So my heart is drawn to them because the Holy Spirit wants to minister in that moment. His power is your power. Wherever you are right now, we're just going to change gears for a second. Just close your eyes and bow your heads all across our watch parties and living rooms. Please don't switch off. Christians, would you pray with me right now, in fact? Maybe you heard that message and you say, Gareth, I want to access this power of the Holy Spirit. I want to move in this power of the Holy Spirit. But you mentioned something before. You mentioned about the fact that the cost that Simon the Sorcerer had to pay with money, that maybe I don't have to pay that cost because you mentioned that Jesus Christ paid that cost. Friend, Jesus Christ is God's Son. And He loved you so much, He looked through the eyes and the lens of eternity. In fact, God says He placed eternity on the heart of every person. And He saw you. He saw you in this moment. He saw you right now. And God loved you so much that He sent His Son to die a cruel, painful, and horrific death to take your sin. What is that? What separated you from God? And it doesn't matter what your past has been. God does never consult your past to determine your future. But He looks at you right now and says, you know what? You're worthy. And right now, I want to extend the same invitation that God extended to me and so many of my friends. And that is this, for you to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Not religion, relationship. Come home today. Come home today. And if that's you across our watch parties right now, I'd love you to give you the opportunity right now to slip your hand up nice and high and say, Gareth, that's me. And if you're online, you can do that as well right now. There's no one looking around. All eyes are closed. I'm believing right now that hands are going up all across our watch parties. I'm believing right now that across living rooms, everywhere, that hands are going up. Would you repeat after me? If your hands have gone up, if you mean it. But also, as a corporate gathering, let's pray together right now. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me, for saving me, for welcoming me into your family. I ask you to forgive me of my wrongs, and I thank you that I can call you my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Can we give a round of applause to anyone who made that decision for the first time? If you are online, you can head to nationschurch.com/my decision. If you're in our watch parties, our team would love to chat to you as well. Hey, I want to speak to every single person across all our watch parties, every living room right now. Would you stand to your feet? Would you stand to your feet? And as a sign of surrender, would you lift your hands nice and high to heaven? I believe the Holy Spirit wants to minister right now. And I believe the Holy Spirit wants to minister to each and every person, regardless of how long it's been, regardless of how you've turned up to church or watching church right now. The Holy Spirit is powerful, yes, but He is personal. And I'm believing right now for a fresh anointing, a fresh manifestation right now on every single person. Some of you right now are feeling heat in your hands. Some of you right now are feeling a peace in your heart. Some of you right now are being able to speak in that spiritual language again. Some of you for the first time right now, there's fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit all across our church right now. For some of you, you're feeling a heat. I'm believing right now for some of you, there's signs and wonders and healings happening right now. I'm believing right now, prophetic pictures all across. God's giving you pictures. He's giving you words right now. I'm believing, come on, keep your hands lifted. Keep listening to the Holy Spirit right now. Come on, some of you right now, just begin to say more. Holy Spirit, I want more. Holy Spirit, I want more. If you know how to speak in that spiritual language right now, why don't you begin to give utterance to the Holy Spirit? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. A fresh outpouring. A fresh outpouring of your power. A fresh outpouring of your power. Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Come on, Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. Come on.
Thanks for listening to the Nations Church podcast. For more great content and updates, visit nationschurch.com.